Sanctuary State, California. Monster illegal alien accused of raping two women in rape dungeon on wheels. By John Binder on May 16, 2024. A 40-year-old Hispanic man, reportedly an illegal alien from Mexico, is accused of raping two women in separate violent sexual assaults inside what investigators are calling a rape dungeon on wheels in the sanctuary jurisdiction of Los Angeles County, California. Eduardo Sarabia, whom investigators tell Fox 11 Los Angeles is an illegal alien from Mexico, has been arrested and charged in Los Angeles County with one count of forcible rape and one count of forcible oral copulation. According to investigators, Sarabia allegedly drove a female victim to a secluded area in the Angeles National Forest and then raped her inside his 2015 Ford Transit van, which they told Fox 11 Los Angeles was disgustingly outfitted for rape in a rape dungeon on wheels. The next day, Sarabia allegedly drove a second victim to the same secluded area where he sexually assaulted her inside the van. During the second sexual assault is when investigators say Sarabia was caught by law enforcement. As district attorney, it is my solemn duty to pursue justice for victims of violent crimes, especially those involving sexual assault, Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon, a fierce proponent of the state and city sanctuary policy, said. The horrific and violent sexual assault that these two survivors endured by the alleged suspect is deeply troubling and incomprehensible. Our thoughts are with the victims during this tremendously difficult time. Emphasis added. Sarabia is being held without bail at the Los Angeles County Jail and if convicted, faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. California, and specifically Los Angeles, is one of the nation's most prominent sanctuary jurisdictions that refuses to turn criminal illegal aliens over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency to be detained and deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.